What's going on, everybody? This is Doughboy, and welcome to Dope as Fuck. The Mercenary, LeBron James. So news broke last week that he was non-committal to the Cavs beyond the 2017-2018 NBA season, and instantly the rumor mill heat up. Everyone from LaVar Ball to Stephen A. Smith had an opinion about where he should or would suit up next season. So for argument's sake, let's say he makes his 9th straight finals appearance and falls short of his 4th NBA title with the hands of the Warriors. Or worse, he and the Cavs get eliminated in the Eastern Conference Finals by Kyrie and the Celtics setting up the Decision 3. If there's anything we learned about the Decision 1 and the Decision 2, it's that Bron wants to win at all costs. So if you're a team hoping to bid for his services, you have to meet a strict criteria. First, the organization should be A1, starting at the top with ownership, working its way down to the GM and head coach. Second, there should be 2 superstars in place. So any talk of him going to the Lakers or 76ers is bullshit. Bron at 33 is not going to spend the next 2 to 3 years babysitting. In my opinion, there are only 2 teams that make sense. Team 1, the San Antonio Spurs. Owner Peter Holt, check. Head coach Greg Popovich, arguably the greatest NBA coach of all time. Check. 2 superstars, Kawhi Leonard, a top 5 NBA player, and LaMarcus Aldridge, who's more a fringe superstar in my opinion, but whatever. Check. Why the Spurs? Championship pedigree, the greatest coach of all time, and he and Kawhi would instantly form the best forward duo in the league, putting the Spurs right there with the Warriors in terms of star power. Team 2. The Houston Rockets. New owner Tillman Fertitta has already said he paid well into the luxury tax to win a championship. Check. GM Daryl Morey. Check. Head coach Mike D'Antoni. Check. 2 superstars James Harden and Chris Paul. Check. Why the Rockets? The obvious reasons. A trio of James Harden and Paul will rival that of the Warriors, and Mike D'Antoni's high-powered offense was tailor-made for Bron's drive and kick style. I could easily see him average a triple-double with this squad. If he should decide to leave, these 2 scenarios give him the best shot at knocking off the Warriors. Does his legacy take a hit should he leave Cleveland once again? Yeah, probably, but it's never stopped him before. Should be an interesting offseason to say the least. I'm out.